With such events in the news as that fairly recent airstrike in response to Syria and that Assad regime, and the impending threat of North Korea, having maybe some nuclear missiles, this question of the use of force and war kind of comes up, and questions about a just use of retaliation, against violence. And there are, of course, some basic principles that we can go on as far as the use of arms can't produce evils greater than the ones that they're trying to eradicate, and that all other means to stop such violence must be shown to be impractical and ineffective. These questions even rise in our own lives. I was visiting my nephews up at my parents' house, and as soon as I get out of the car, they attack me with water balloons. These unjust aggressors had to be met with similar force. So I whipped one at the five-year-old, and I got him square in the chest. A great shot, if you ask me, because I'm usually not a very good aim with water balloons especially, but they had to be dealt with. I didn't have any other means at my disposal. But so when countries kind of, pile up these arms, it can be seen as paradoxical to sort of amass great, caches of arms to promote peace. Spending large sums of money and piling up arms to promote peace, almost kind of like, well, let's see how close we can get to the line without crossing it. Defending ourselves is necessary, and it's nothing new. As we heard from the prophet Zechariah in the first reading, Zechariah tells through the Lord that our Savior will banish the chariot, the horse, the bow. These are symbols of war. Chariots used by kings, and they often boasted of the amount of chariots in their armies to show their power. And God elsewhere in scriptures reveals that he is far more powerful than these chariots. Horses were always seen as animals of war for their speed and their strength, instead of animals of agriculture like we so often see them today. And we see our Lord entering into Jerusalem on a donkey, very meek, very lowly, not on a war animal. And that bow, a great symbol of war and dread because of the destruction that it can inflict upon the enemy. And if we read back with the account of Noah, and after the flood, our Lord sets a bow in the sky, and it's the same word for an archer's bow and the rainbow. And our Lord showing that he intends to take out these elements of war and place his peace, right in the middle of our lives. And we realize then, and as our Lord offers us this peace, and as he tries to take these things away from Ephraim and Jerusalem and from our lives, he's doing this because when we pile up sort of arms and ammunition for peace, it really just makes us kind of fearful and weary. And they become to be very burdensome, yet we often don't know what to do without them. In our own, personal experiences, then, we might find ourselves maybe amassing certain arms, certain defenses, knowing that somebody is going to, come into our presence or whatever and say that thing to set us off. Or do that thing that annoys us. We know these, these people in our lives, and so often we kind of sit around, think about how am I going to go on the attack, or how am I going to defend myself? And that's really that sort of wearisome and burdensome thing we kind of place upon ourselves, by thinking about these things and thinking about these potential conflicts, that might come in our lives. Our Lord shows us a different way. Ushering in peace and trying to help us to learn to sort of lay down these arms and place that sweet and gentle yoke of Jesus Christ upon our shoulders. If you see two oxen, you know, kind of yoked together, you know, moving through a field, they have to be going in the same direction, and they have to be very close to each other. And they can't be burdened with very many other things. And so too with us, if we yoke ourselves to Christ and try to bring in that peace that he's offering into our lives, we're going to have to lay down these sort of like elements of conflict or potential conflict or defenses that we so often pile up, thinking that they will bring peace if we can win an argument or whatever. But really, they just kind of make us very fearful and weary. And he says, you know, lay these things down. Don't be in conflict with one another. You're all endowed with the same Spirit, you know, the same Holy Spirit that makes things holy, the same Spirit we call down upon those gifts, making them holy. Now, we have the same Spirit. So he tells us, don't be in conflict with one another while you're ignoring these sort of like spiritual battles within yourself, the inner conflict, the inner turmoil that we find, you know, maybe we don't want to address. Maybe it's easier to address somebody else who might be, you know, annoying us or presenting a conflict in our lives, and we're ignoring some like serious spiritual battle in our lives, some serious like habitual sin or vice that we think is less important, and we think conflict with one another is more important. It's this kind of conflict that our Lord, you know, gives us the weapons, you know, gives us the tools to really eliminate from our lives, because those spiritual evils have absolutely no place in our lives. And we simply can't deal gently with them. Those are the things that deserve those sorts of like, you know, weapons of war. And they deserve the power of the Holy Spirit. We can attack those things and come to those, face those things head on when we yoke ourselves to Christ. We're renewed in doing this every time we receive the Eucharist, and we're reminded that his Spirit is already placed within us. As we face these sort of like spiritual battles and try to, you know, remove the perceived conflict in our own lives, now we can always go to Our Lady. She shows us peace. She shows us how to yoke ourselves perfectly to Christ and become that perfect disciple like she was. And so in between us receiving the Holy Eucharist, we can take up that rosary, a very sure defense. There was we don't hear much about it, you know, currently, but that Boko Haram terrorist organization from Africa. And there was a bishop just a couple years ago in a diocese in an African country, and he had this vision of our Lord, you know, handing out a sword to him and saying, I want you to eradicate this terrorist organization. And in his vision, as he reached out to grab that sword, it turned into a rosary. These are the ways that our Lord wants us to take care of the true conflicts in our lives, whether it's like a spiritual battle that we're dealing with or true evil in our nation or in the world. Like Our Lady of Fatima reminds us in this centennial year, take up the rosary. If we truly want peace in our lives, pray that rosary. The rosary will always lead us to her Son, and we'll be reminded that his yoke is indeed easy and his burden very light. And his Spirit is already dwelling within us. And that is quite simply all we need to take care of any conflict in our lives.